Getting a safety line from the ship, Johnny wound the Tollnep up in a tight series of loops and windings and tied the end behind his back. He had not carried a rifle, only a handgun. The shots Johnny had fired had messed it up, but he threw it far away. Then he dragged the Tollnep clear of the ship. Good Lord, he was heavy! Johnny tapped the Tollnep's flesh, like iron. He looked human, but he was so dense, no wonder the AK-47 had had no effect. The slugs had just glanced off. He felt the situation was in hand. It had happened too fast for the three escort planes to do anything, and they were up there, circling now. He supposed they had been too far behind him to have seen the Tollneps begin their charge. Johnny looked around further. Then he was amazed. That crowd was still standing there, 100 yards in front of the plane, unmoving. Nobody had come forward. He looked up at his own ship. The German co-pilot was just sitting there, staring straight ahead. Johnny reached in and grabbed the local radio.
"Don't come down here,"
he told the other pilots. That ship over there, was it about to fire or blow up or something? Johnny hefted the blast rifle and, running in a wide detour, approached the ship. They had certainly hidden it well. They had used a deep recess in the rubble and pushed the ship in until it was invisible from the air. Maybe flown it in backward. He approached it gingerly. It had blast cannon mounted on its nose. It was a bright silver color. It was shaped like a diamond. It had a canopy now thrown back that dropped over it to make an air seal. It had places for three and a sort of cargo space in the rear of it. Johnny, keeping his distance, rocked it with the barrel of the blast rifle. It didn't blow up. It rocked very easily, surprisingly light to carry such heavy beings. He put his hand on its side to climb into it. The ship was vibrating. Something on it was running. He peered at the panel. Several lights were blinking. The controls were totally strange. He had no idea what alphabet those letters were part of. He didn't know what kind of power it had beyond the generality in the Cyclo manual that they were usually solar powered. Better not touch those controls. It might take off. He glanced out at the crowd about 300 yards away. They were just standing there, fixed in place. For a moment, he felt sort of fixed in place, too. But maybe that was just battle reaction. Something in this ship was running. With his hand, he traced the vibration. What he thought was a cannon was more than a cannon. It had two barrels, one over the other. The upper barrel had a flare at the muzzle. The lethargy he felt was increasing. Well, anything that ran had to have power one way or the other. Where was a power cable? He found a big, thick one under the panel. It led down to an exposed accumulator. There was a coil of line in the back of the craft, and Johnny tied it to the cable just above the accumulator connection. He got back, braced himself, and pulled hard. The cable snapped off the accumulator. There was a ferocious flash of sparks. At once, three things happened. The craft stopped vibrating. The lethargy Johnny had felt vanished. And the whole crowd out there collapsed. They fell to the ground and lay there.